Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, remember last week when I discussed the revival of Chess allegedly doing very well, despite the fact that its star, Lea Michele, had been snubbed for a Tony? Well, guess what I woke up to? Yes, the Broadway revival of Chess will end its run at the Imperial Theater on Sunday, June 21st. Chess will have played just over 250 performances by its closing. That's nearly four times longer than the original Broadway production. However, ticket sales were noticeably soft whenever Lea Michele was out, and the closing announcement suggests that her replacement was unable to generate the same box office momentum, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, other shows are also closing shortly, including Dog Day Afternoon, The Ballasters, Becky Shaw, Death Becomes Her, and yes, Giant. That's the one with John Lithgow. So it's a good time to get to box offices prior to showtime and grab something very affordable. Now, on the good news front, further details have been revealed for the Broadway transfer of Jamie Lloyd's new production of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita. Yes, it's coming back. That one stars Rachel Zegler. It's been a very big hit on the West End. Anyway, it's coming here February 2027. Yes, that February. But anyway, that's good news. And this is more happy news. Listen to this cast. Danny Burstein, Jessica Hecht, and Jeremy Shamos will star in a Broadway revival of Clifford Odets' Awake and Sing. The production begins previews in December at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. Awake and Sing is a landmark 1935 drama set in the Bronx during the Great Depression following three generations of a family. Supposed to be an amazing play. I don't think I've seen Awake and Sing. Anyway, those are, those are all a long way off, but not too early to get excited. And speaking of getting excited, starting in September, Julia Louis-Dreyfus will make her Broadway debut alongside Tony Award nominee and four-time Academy Award nominee Ed Harris, and Academy Award winner, and seven-time Emmy Award winner, Allison Janney. Boy, talk about a cast. And Lily Rabe is in that. It's the first Broadway revival of John Robin Bates' Tony Award-winning play, Other Desert Cities. God, I saw that years ago. It's a wonderful play. Be interesting to see how it holds up. Anyway, that one. Here's another TV star going to Broadway or coming to Broadway. This Is Us. Remember that show? This Is Us stars Chrissy Metz. Well, she's going to make her Broadway debut in And Juliet for a limited engagement this summer. She will play Angelique from June 18th through September 13th. That one is at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. And this one sounds intriguing and depressingly timely. New York City's New Jewish Theater's upcoming production of Dreyfus in Rehearsals Again. Now, this is a new adaptation of John Claude Grunberg's classic, and it's going to run at the Tank, that's off-Broadway, from May 29th to June 3rd. Dreyfus in Rehearsals follows a troupe of amateur Jewish actors in Vilna in 1931 as they rehearse a play about the Dreyfus Affair, while debating whether anti-Semitism is still relevant in their own time. The audience, of course, knows what history has in store. The new adaptation adds another layer, though, in which a contemporary New York theater company in 2026 is rehearsing this play and wrestling with the burning questions of our time about identity, representation, politics, race, religion, nationality, and the role of theater itself in a fractured society. Dreyfus in Rehearsals Again is the newest production by this new Jewish theater, and that's an initiative dedicated to creating bold contemporary theater that engages deeply with history, identity, culture, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, sounds intriguing, and I say a big yes to all that, and I'm sorry it's so timely. And one more. Tickets are now on sale for Galileo on Broadway, an original musical inspired by the life of Galileo. Four-time Tony nominee, one of my favorites, Raul Esparza, will star in the title role. making his first Broadway appearance in more than 13 years. Anyway, performances begin on November 10th at the Hubert Theater and will be directed by Tony winner Michael Mayer. We've had a lot of winners in this report today. Out here in Los Angeles, I went downtown to the Little Tokyo area to see Flower Drum Song. Now, who remembers that one, everybody? This Rodgers and Hammerstein production was reimagined several years back on Broadway by Tony winner David Henry Hwang. Well, that's the one that's being done on this coast. It's being done at the East West Players entity. It's the final show of their season, and it's been a very big hit for them. What was fun is that virtually everyone in the audience, besides me, was Asian and relating to the material in charming ways. I wish I could say I enjoyed the show more, but I don't know, it felt a bit tired. Still, who cares? It was a big hit for the company, brought many people to live theater in LA's less traveled district. Next up for me, in sort of the same genre, will be Brigadoon at the Pasadena Playhouse. Rave reviews for that one. Finally, today, a new film documentary is being made about the inimitable Nathan Lane, who's up to winning a Tony, by the way. It will chronicle Lane's decades-long stage and screen career, culminating with his role as Willie Loman in the ongoing production of Death of a Salesman. Instead of a traditional chronological approach, the documentary will tell Lane's story through his evolution and legacy in the theater, and the ongoing relevance of theater itself with the character of, anyway, that sounds pretty amazing. It will also include interviews with some of his fellow theater artists like Matthew Broderick, Tony Kushner, Gene Smart, Laurie Metcalf, George C. Wolfe, Mel Brooks, and more. Anyway, that sounds amazing. The next time we speak, the Tonys will have happened. So you know we'll be talking about that. So I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.